This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. European leaders at a summit in Portugal said Friday the most pressing issues to COVID-19 vaccine supplies are not intellectual property rights, but export bans and production issues that need to be addressed first. The U.S. backed calls earlier this week to waive patents on vaccine technology, but French President Emmanuel Macron says you can give the intellectual property to laboratories that do not know how to produce it. They won't produce it tomorrow. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez welcomes U.S. President Joe Biden's idea, but says it is insufficient and should be more ambitious. While the United States has kept American-made vaccines for its own population, the EU has become the world's leading provider. The European Union allows about as many doses to go outside the 27-nation bloc as are kept for its nearly 450 million European Union residents. The World Health Organization has given its authorization for emergency use of a COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by China's Sinopharm. That could mean it may be included into the UN-backed COVAX charity program in the coming weeks or months. Sinopharm has released very little data publicly, aside from safety and effectiveness numbers for its two vaccine shots it makes, including the now WHO-backed one developed in Beijing. India's main opposition leader called for a national lockdown on Friday and warns unless the deadly wave sweeping the country is brought under control, it will devastate India and threaten the rest of the world. Tons of medical equipment from abroad has begun arriving at Delhi hospitals, trying to ease the pressure on India's overburdened healthcare system. This is VOA News. Several world powers held a fourth round of high-level talks in Austria aimed at bringing the United States back into the nuclear deal with Iran. Talks restarted early last month, and Russia's negotiator said after Friday's meeting there was agreement on the need to intensify the process. He adds the delegation seems to be ready to stay in Vienna as long as necessary to achieve the goal. The U.S. pulled out of the landmark 2015 deal 3 years ago after then-President Donald Trump said the pact needed to be renegotiated. Iran reacted by steadily increasing its violations of the deal, which is intended to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons. U.S. President Joe Biden says he wants to rejoin the deal, but Iran needs to return to compliance. Myanmar's ruling military said Friday it will not agree to a visit by a regional envoy until it can establish stability as it faces nationwide protests against the coup that removed the elected government 3 months ago. Leaders of countries in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations said last month they had a deal with Myanmar's junta leader to allow for an envoy after agreements over ending the violence and allowing humanitarian help. But a junta spokesman now says they need a certain level of security and stability before cooperating. There were more protests and marches on Friday, including in Myanmar's commercial capital, Yangon, and smaller protests in at least 10 other places around the country. A local monitoring group says at least 769 people have been killed and nearly 3,700 detained in the military's crackdown on opponents. The United Nations says nearly 18,000 people in Burkina Faso have been forcefully displaced from their homes in the past 10 days due to a series of attacks by unidentified armed groups that have killed 45 people. The UN Refugee Agency said Friday gunmen have hit three separate regions, burning down houses and shooting civilians dead. The assailants also ransacked health centers and damaged homes and shops. Attacks by jihadist armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in the West African Sahel region have been rising sharply since the start of the year, particularly in Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso. The UN says the situation is fueling one of the fastest-growing displacement crises in the world. And police in the U.S. say a young elementary school girl pulled a handgun from her backpack at her school in the state of Idaho on Thursday and opened fire, shooting and injuring two fellow students and a staff member. The sixth grade student was disarmed by a teacher and held until law enforcement arrived. Her exact age is unknown, but sixth graders are usually 11 or 12 years old. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.